my sweaty hands on my shirt before taking it. I opened it to Ben's inscription and smiled. "Thank you for taking care of it, Master Lauren. It is precious to me."
"The care of one more book is little trouble," Lauren said as he returned to his seat.
I waited to see if he might continue. He didn't. My voice snagged in my throat. I swallowed to clear it.
"I also wanted to say that I was sorry for—"
I stalled at the thought of actually mentioning Open Flame in the archives.
"For what I did before," I finished lamely.
"I accept your apology, Cloth."
Lauren looked back down at the book he had been reading when I had come in.
"Good morning."
I swallowed, again, against the dryness in my mouth.
"I was also wondering when I might hope to regain admittance to the archives."
Lauren looked up at me.
"You were caught with live fire among my books," he said,
emotion touching the edges of his voice like a hint of red sunset against the slate-gray clouds. All of my carefully planned persuasion flew out of my head.
"Master Lauren," I pleaded, "I'd been whipped that day and wasn't at my wit's best. Ambrose—"
Lauren raised his long-fingered hand from the desk, his palm facing out towards me. The careful gesture cut me off more quickly than a slap across the face. His face was expressionless as a blank page.
"Who am I to believe? A relar of 3 years or an elier of 2 months? A scrive in my employ or an unfamiliar student found guilty of reckless use of sympathy?"
I managed to regain a little of my composure.
"I understand your decision, Master Lauren. But is there anything I might do to earn readmittance?"
I asked, unable to keep my voice entirely free of desperation.
"Honestly, I would rather be whipped again than spend another term banned. I would give you all the money in my pocket, though it isn't much. I'd work long hours as a scrib, without pay, for the privilege of proving myself to you. I know you're short-staffed during exams."
Lauren looked at me, his placid eyes almost curious. I couldn't help but feel that my plea had affected him.
"All that?"
"All that," I said earnestly, hope billowing wildly through my chest.
"All that and any other penance you desire."
"I require but one thing to rescind my ban," Lauren said.
I fought to keep a manic grin off my face.
"Anything?"
"Demonstrate the patience and prudence which you have heretofore been lacking,"
Lauren said flatly, then looked down at the book that lay open on his desk.
"Good morning."
The next day, one of Jameson's errand boys woke me out of a sound sleep in my vast bed at the Horse and Four. He informed me that I was due on the horns at a quarter hour before noon. I was being charged with conduct unbecoming a member of the Arcanum. Ambrose had finally caught wind of my song. I spent the next several hours feeling vaguely sick to my stomach. This was exactly what I'd hoped to avoid. An opportunity for both Ambrose and Henne to settle scores with me. Worse still, this was bound to lower Lauren's opinion of me even further, no matter what the outcome. I arrived in the Master's Hall early and was relieved to find the atmosphere much more relaxed than when I'd gone on the horns for malfeasance against Henne. Arwill and Elksa Dahl smiled at me. Kilvin nodded. I was relieved that I had friends among the masters to balance out the enemies I'd made.
"All right,"
the Chancellor said briskly.
"We've got 10 minutes before we start admissions. I don't feel like getting behind schedule, so I'm going to move this right along."
He looked around at the rest of the masters and saw only nods.
"Relard Ambrose, make your case. Keep it under a minute."
"You have a copy of the song right there,"
Ambrose said hotly.
"It's slanderous. It defames my good name. It's a shameful way for a member of the Arcanum to behave."
He swallowed, his jaw clenching.
"That's all."
The Chancellor turned to me.
"Anything to say in your defense?"
"It was in poor taste, Chancellor, but I didn't expect it to get around. I only sang it on one occasion, in fact."
"Fair enough.
The Chancellor looked down at the paper in front of him.